Hey Siri, tell me everything I need to know about voice searches. On average, you talk at a speed of 150 words per minute, but you type on a keyboard at an average of just 40 words per minute. So why is it that every time you switch on a computer or unlock your mobile phone, you type? Automatic reaction? Privacy? Visual thinking? Whatever the answer, according to Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, those reasons aren't as important as they used to be. Say hello to the Amazon Echo, Google Home, Apple HomePod, a range of smart speakers specifically designed with voice search in mind. And where there's new, there's opportunity. Stick around, Einstein's got five awesome strategies for optimizing your website for voice search. But first, let's get to know this mysterious behemoth. Okay, Google, what are the differences between voice and written searches? Written searches focus on keywords. So instead of creating questions or pushing our vocabularies out of first gear, we tend to write things that don't really make sense. For example, if you'd planned to go out next Tuesday and wanted to pick an outfit, you'd search Weather London. This would bring up a list of links and a position zero weather forecast for the next 7 days. We'd then scroll through the results for the answer we need. Instead, if you were to make a voice search, it'd sound something like this. Hey Siri, what will the weather be this Tuesday?
Looks like it will be cloudy in Dartford Tuesday. The high will be 12 degrees and the low will be 7.
But what can marketers take away from this simple weather search? We only received one definitive answer on the voice search, whilst the written provided us a list of results. Or, more ambiguous searches, we'd receive the top 5 results for voice. The search request on voice was longer and structured as a question. We did not make specific requests on voice search. I did not ask the weather in London, but Siri knew what I wanted anyway. Hey Cortana, how many people use voice search? There are currently more than 1 billion voice searches being made every single month. And yes, you guessed it, it's on the rise. By 2020, it's predicted that 50% of all searches will be made using voice. To put that growth into perspective, there are currently over 105 billion searches made per month just on Google, who have an 86% market share. That's predicted growth of over 50 times in the next 48 months. In other words, opportunities. Einstein moment. Voice commerce, products bought through voice searches, was a 200 million retail segment in the UK in 2017 and a 1.8 billion segment in the US, and is predicted to grow more than 20 times by the year 2022. That's right. Where there's predicted growth, there's an opportunity for smart marketers, entrepreneurs, and businesses to get ahead of the competition. Alexa, how can I optimize my website for voice searches? Question and answers. If people are asking questions in their searches, we better start including those questions in our content and answering them. Think about the questions your target market might ask and use these as headlines, especially H2s in your content. Look at the subheads in the post. Answering specific questions increases your likelihood of hitting the fabled position zero. If you haven't already, add an FAQs page to your website too. Mobile optimization. Voice searches on mobile are growing rapidly. It's absolutely crucial your website is optimized for it. Without proper formatting or decent load speeds, your bounce rate and time spent on page stats will suffer. Google will deem your website as poor quality and bump you down the rankings, meaning you'll slip on mobile, smart speaker, and regular text searches. Written vs spoken. We don't write and speak the same. So why would you worry about the quality of your writing when users won't search in that language anyway? Be less formal and more conversational in your content and, as we mentioned earlier, ask plenty of questions. Schema structure. Schema markups allow search engines to discover more information about your website pages, especially via voice searches. Don't worry if you've never seen SEMA markups before. You won't be the only one. Stick around to related articles at the bottom of this post. We'll give you a link to their official guide and a schema testing tool for your website. Verify your business information. Finally, make sure your business's information is listed. This means location, opening hours, contact information, services, about, and anything else your business directories ask for. The more info you put online, the more likely you are to be found. Make sure you're on Google's business listings as a priority. This will place you on Google Maps, massive for location-specific voice searches, and then brand off into industry-specific directories. The final word. Yes, voice searches are growing. And yes, the numbers will become crucial over the next couple of years. But guess what? It's already here. If you're a marketer, entrepreneur, or business owner who doesn't use voice searches, we suggest you buy a smart speaker immediately, play, test, and optimize. You'll understand the technology a whole heap better if you actually use it. The Echo Dot and Google Home Mini are both within reach of even the tightest budgets. So what are you waiting for? Get one today. It's never been easier to order a pizza straight to your office. Did you enjoy this blog? What do you think about voice searches? Leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook and we'll reply as soon as our social media manager has stopped crying because Chelsea lost again at the weekend. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.